Blog Talk Radio.
What if you could change your surroundings with the touch of a finger? Now you can. Biometric ID inside the innovative new C-Class.
Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $ Be a Voice Tour. That's $ BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour, or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today. This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You're now tuned into WBNN News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla Jonesia. Hey everybody, this is your girl Chinchilla Jonesia, aka Chinchilla J, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. Tonight is Sunday, July 10th, 2022, and boy oh boy, do we have a show in store for you. Tonight on News Forum, Supreme Court, chaos in America, part 2. 17 days ago, on July 23rd, 2022, the United States Supreme Court made two ghastly rulings. One was the overturning of Roe v. Wade, taking away a woman's right to choose to have an abortion. The other was the new loose gun laws, declaring that all citizens across this country can pack and carry. So tonight, Attorney Caroline Turner and myself will examine and weigh the outcomes over the last 14 days since part one of Supreme Court Chaos in America, which aired on June 26, 2022, right here on News Forum. How are you handling these rulings? And what are the states across this country doing? How are they responding? How are the citizens in this country responding to these Supreme Court rulings? And my question to you tonight is, have these rulings caused you to lose faith in the United States government? And do you think the Supreme Court should have this much power over your life and over the lives of others? So let's take a look at how states across this country are responding. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And remember, if you want to talk live on the air tonight, press 1. Let's talk chaos in America. Don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J will be right back after this. Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice would like to thank sponsor Sound Therapy with Magic Man Peru LLC, offering sound therapy as a form to bring the best instead of the beast out of us. Thank you, Magic Man Peru LLC, for your sponsorship of Be a Voice. Find out how you can also be a sponsor by dialing 844-642-8378 extension 111. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum has over 15 million listeners worldwide. News Forum broadcasts live each and every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WBNN. News Forum is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Chinchilla Jonesia is host and anchor and investigator reporter. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and would like to talk, comment, vent, or ask a question, you must dial 516-453-9133. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. If you're already listening tonight via phone and would like to talk, comment, vent, share a story of injustice or corruption, or ask a question to one of our guests, please press 1 and you will be placed into the caller queue. Please keep in mind that while News Forum is a very controversial show with many controversial topics as well as controversial callers and guests, and while we allow freedom of speech for all, we ask that you refrain from using profanity. And also, keep in mind that some of the views of our guests, as well as our hosts, are not always the views of News Forum, WBNN, or Ngozi Time Multimedia. To reach Chinchilla Jonesia after the show, you may call her Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. Like and follow Miss Controversy herself, Chinchilla Jonesia, on Facebook, and at Princess Chinchilla on Instagram. Chinchilla has one L. And now, here she is, host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla J. Hey, everybody. How are you tonight? This is your girl, Chinchilla J, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. Wow, today is July 10th. The year is quickly moving right along, and wow, it's still so much yet to be done as far as helping this country and getting rid of the injustices in America. There's so many injustices, it's just outrageous. And tonight, of course, we're going to be talking more on the rulings that the Supreme Court laid down on July 23rd. You know, we had a show 2 weeks ago on it, that very Sunday after that ruling. That ruling was on July 23rd, July 26th, we had a show on those rulings, and so much has happened since then. So we're going to be talking about some of those things that have been happening around this country, how some of the states have been responding to the overturning of Roe versus Wade, and also to these new, what I call, loose gun laws, because they're loose gun laws. I mean, really, I mean, it's crazy. So we know we have Republican states that are all for it, you know, then we have the Democratic states that a lot of them already had things in place with stricter gun laws. And but now it's like, okay, what do they do? But they're still trying to keep their strict gun laws in place. But yet they're supposed to follow the rulings from the Supreme Court. So this is like crazy. So that's why I call this chaos in America, because it's absolutely chaotic with what's going on. And if this country continues to behave in this manner, no telling what else is going to happen in this country. You know, we're already still battling COVID, the coronavirus, and all of its variants. Last week I told you guys about that new variant that is spreading rapidly, and it's, you know, you're not protected. I don't care if you're vaccinated, if you're booster shotted up, if you have all of the booster shots, and, you know, you can still get this BA.5. And, you know, and your booster shots and your vaccines really didn't help anyway in the first place, because guess what? People were still getting all of the other variants as well. But this one is supposed to be the worst yet. And now, today, and as I told you guys, you know, way back when, that the coronavirus, they're going to keep coming out with new strains. And that's what they're doing. So BA.5, now it's today in China. Get this, okay? There's another one now. And, you know, it's just crazy. So this is another strain of the BA.5. But, you know, it has another dot behind it, I think a 2-1. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. And so they're like scrambling with that. So the corona, COVID, and all its variants and strains are going to be here probably till the end of time, because they're going to continuously, constantly try to make everyone afraid and make everyone get that vaccine. But guess what? Those of you that have not gotten the vaccine, such as myself, I have not gotten it, and I don't ever plan on doing so. I refuse to do so. But those of you that have gotten it, you know, you see what's happening. And those of you who have not, you see what's happening. So stick to your guns and do not get that vaccination, because it's not doing anybody any good. Yet they'll try to make people afraid and say, well, those of you that got the vaccine, also this strain that you have now, it has not been deadly to you, and it has not been that severe because you were vaccinated or because you got vaccinated and booster shotted up. Okay? That's a bunch of hogwash. All right. Anyway, wow. All I can say is wow. So we have the corona, COVID, and all its strains. Then we have, of course, the monkey pox that I talked about when it first came up in the United States. Okay? Now, wow, there's so many cases of monkeypox here, and it's just really pitiful and pathetic that there's so many cases. New York has a lot of cases of monkeypox, and, you know, it's spreading rapidly. Now, should you be alarmed about that? Heck yeah. You want to be alarmed about the monkeypox, and especially if you see people walking around with lesions on their face, on their hands and arms and legs, stay clear. You better turn around and run, okay, and avoid those people, because it's contagious. So that movie Contagion, yeah, it's contagion going on here in America in all kinds of ways. And it's such a sad situation, everybody. And we just want to be careful out there. You know, so we have all of these diseases that's running around. Then we also have recalls of food, from beef and pork and chicken to vegetables and fruits and candy, potato chips, and the whole nine. You know, I gave you all the website last week for the FDA. You know, go on that website, fda.gov. And check out the recalls. Every single day there's something being recalled in this state. It's crazy. And then on top of that, Bill Gates was approved to buy up thousands of acres of farmland. Now for what? You know, we need to have our own farms, people. We need to have food growing in our backyards. And if you can grow some indoors, do that. Because there's going to come a time we will not be able to trust not even the food that is being delivered into the markets, to the farmers' markets as well. We can't trust the food. Look at all these recalls. Look at what's going on. And they're trying to kill us off any way they can. So injecting disease and toxic stuff into our foods, hey, that's another way to get us. Having toxic water, another way to get us. And now the guns on the street, another way to get us and to depopulate this country, depopulate the world, because in other parts of the world, hey, they already are able to carry guns and, you know, do all kinds of things in these other countries. But here in the United States of America, hey, we did have some laws in place. Did people follow them? No. But for the most part, we did feel a little safe, and I don't even know whether I want to call it a little safe. Let's say we weren't always on guard, you know, but now it's like we have to be on guard now, on our P's and Q's, constantly looking around to see who's behind us, who's in front of us, who's next to us, you know, and what they're going to do, because there's so much craziness going on in this country. And on top of all this craziness, you know, teenagers here in the city of Philadelphia, they murdered an elderly man, okay, James Lambert. They murdered him, beat him to death with a cone. You know those cones they put out for parking? They beat him to death with parking cones. And this, to me, is such an horrific, sad thing. It's terrible. Like, who are their parents? What are their parents doing? And how can a parent raise a child? Well, first of all, a lot of these children are not being raised. But how can a child, a teenager, have such hate and rage and anger within them to beat an elderly man to death? You know, when I saw that story and read about it, and it literally just brought tears to my eyes, you know, as a lot of cases of injustice and cases of violence and murder and cases, of course, of wrongful conviction brings tears to my eyes. And just to think that these teenagers have no spine, they're spineless. Because it takes a spineless person to beat an elderly person to death. And, you know, I'm not elderly, but, hey, I'll be 59 next month. Hey, but, you know, do I walk in fear when I'm out? No, I don't. And a lot of people that are out, they don't walk in fear. And we should not walk in fear, because the Bible tells us that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but that of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And I walk in power, I walk in love, and I definitely walk in a sound mind. So I don't walk in fear. And I believe that God is with me wherever I go, and that I have angels protecting me wherever I go. But still with that, there are other people that believe just as I do, and they have been attacked on the streets. And it's so very wrong that these things are happening. And where's the justice? Where's the justice? And a lot of these violent acts are happening throughout this country by young people, teenagers and young adults. And it's such a sad situation, everybody. And again, as I've said in time past, that you can basically blame it on not just parents or parenting or lack thereof, but also on these vaccines, these chemtrails that are being sprayed through the air during the day, during the night hours, and even, you know, midday. So they don't care now when they spray these chemtrails. They used to do it when most of the people would be asleep. But now they do it all times of the day, and it's crazy. The toxicity in our waters and the inner cities that have food distributed into their local grocers and like the mom-and-pop stores where people will go and buy fruits and vegetables and meats, a lot of them are contaminated. And they change the expiration date and slap a new date on there so you can buy it. Or they'll take the meats and into the back of the supermarkets and then season them and, you know, call it some other type of, you know, like a, I can't even think of a name now, but I've seen it time and time again where they're at all these seasonings and say, oh, you don't have to worry about seasoning it now. You know, it's seasoned perfectly and it's this new name they've given it, like beef, whatever, whatever. They are giving a name, or chicken, whatever, whatever. And marinated chicken or marinated beef. And with the marinated chicken and beef, it's marinated for a reason, so that you cannot see that it has been spoiled and contaminated. Okay? So wake up. Please wake up. All right. That's enough of that. We're going to get on into our show, but I just want to make you aware of some of the other things that are going on in this country, because we have so much that we need to be on the lookout for, and we have to be abreast about different things that's going on. There's so much going on, too much going on in this country, and none of it's good, but yet, if we look at some of these inner cities, there are some good things happening, but we don't hear about it. All we hear about is the bad things, the bad things, the bad things, but none of the good things. But there are students in inner cities that are doing great and awesome. There are blacks in these inner cities that are doing wonderful with their businesses and starting businesses. But we don't hear about those things. We don't hear about those things. So I'm going to be starting in August, in the beginning of our show, I'm going to start talking about some of these good things that are going on within inner cities, in the black communities, positive things, because we need to know about those as well as the negative. Okay? So, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing right here on News Forum starting in August. All right. So tonight, we're going to be speaking with Pastor Francetta Mays of the NAACP again. She was on the part one of our Supreme Court Chaos in America. Also, Brian Feagins was part of that 2 weeks ago on that part one of Chaos in America. And, wow, we're going to discuss this chaos. Like I said, it's crazy, it's chaotic, it's calamity. And it's a whole lot of other C's I could call it, but we're going to end it right there. All right, so let's say hello tonight to my guest, Pastor Francetta Mays. How are you?
Before we go to Pastor Francetta Mays, I have something to say about what you talked about, Dr. Chinchilla Jay. And I know a lot of times, you know, you talk about people and, you know, lifers, you know, almost like a natural death in prison. But yeah. I have to say this tonight. The people, the young people that did this, you know, they've got to have some type of collective psychiatric help for these seven children. Okay? Because, of course, a person has died and they knew what they were doing. It's all on tape. They're arguing with this man for no reason. You know, it's sad when now you have to worry about the youth, not the 18 and older, but the youth of America, you know, from the age of 10 now to 17. And that's a sad situation. In our community, there was times that that would never happen. That would happen in other communities, you know, some type of strange horror story. Now the horror story is really Lovecraft Country for ourselves. You know, you look at the great show Lovecraft Country. That was on HBO. It was talking about white folks, you know, a horror story in the civil rights struggle. But now we're living in a Lovecraft country in our own communities, blacks killing each other. And what happens is that it's the Louisiana Purchase Part 2. You hear what I just said, Doctor? It's the Louisiana Purchase Part 2. They're trying to wipe away those areas that are prime real estate for people who have money. It's not. And listen, guys.
That's right.
It's not a white
thing
and a black thing and a Chinese thing. And no, it's an affluent thing. If I right now want to move to Fishtown, I can. If I, you know, let's just talk about in the Philadelphia area. Or let's talk about New York now. Bedford-Stuyvesant, 15 years ago, Dr. Chinchilla, was one of the most dangerous places to live in America. Now, the Bedford-Stuyvesant area of Brooklyn in New York City, and like Antonio would say, United States of America, now is one of the most affluent places. Bed-Stuy do or die. Why? Because majority of, I'll give you an example, probably 35% of the black population is in Rikers Island because of situations with the drug cartel and all that. Let's get it together, guys. They're trying to remove us from the inner cities. It's a plan, a 25-year plan. Not bad stuff, Dr. Chinchilla J.
Thank you, Brother O, and it definitely is. And, you know, I talked about that when I talked about gentrification. And, you know, it's really ridiculous. And these are the things that they will do to make us want to move out of our own communities and, you know, and push us out either one way or another. And everybody's not selling their properties, okay? So they're going to find a way to get them out of there so that they can redevelop. And, you know, it's really sad. Wow. That's something. And with these killings every day, shootings every day, people are afraid to come out of their homes. And now with these loose gun laws, things are just going to get worse, worse and worse. And next week, my show is going to be called The Wild, Wild West, A Country of Unrest. I already got my topic for next week, and, you know, it's really crazy. But this is what we're experiencing here in America, and it's really, really sad. Really sad. All right, so let's speak with Pastor Francetta Mays. We're going to just greet her for right now, and then I'm going to talk a bit. I have something I want to read to you guys. But how are you tonight, Pastor Mays?
I am outstanding. My blood is boiling a little bit, so, yeah, I'm ready to jump into this.
Yes, I know you are. I know you are. Yeah, it's just really ridiculous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can someone beat an elderly man to death? You know, it's just so unfathomable to me. It's crazy. It's really crazy. And, wow. And just imagine they had guns. They would have shot him to death. You know, it's just crazy.
You know, there is so many warning signs that are going off in our community. There is so much educational, foundational, economic lack in our communities, and the rat race is to see how fast we can make a whole bunch of money so that we can all appear to be presidents of the ghetto. What they don't tell us is that the penitentiaries are the White House.
Yeah.
You know, we got to stop and think about some things that go on that we are not initiating the right dialogue within our community, and we're not talking to each other. And let's talk about that word community, because that word community is redefined. It's not the old community that used to be. We have such a mixture of what we are referring to community with the same expectation of what it used to be, and we have to change the frame and the narrative, because this is, I don't know if that's where the disconnect is at, but there is such a disconnect that people are not even communicating. You walk in a room and everybody's on the phone, sitting at the table together.
Yeah.
Disconnect.
Right. That's so true. And you go into people's homes, or, you know, people don't have family dinner anymore. If they do sit at a dinner table, yes, everyone has their phone out. There's no family conversation. They're sitting there with their cell phones out or tablets. And you go on a train, everybody's in their own little world on their phone or tablet. They don't even notice what's going on around them. And people walk down the street the same way. with a cell phone in their hand, texting, and or either headphones on, listening to music, they can't even hear what's going on in their surroundings. And, you know,
right.
I've seen several people almost get hit by a car because they're crossing a street, mm-hmm. not looking. And, you know, they're
right.
on their phone. It's just so crazy, Pastor Mays. Brother
right.
O wants to say something. Let's bring Brother O on for a second here. Brother O, for a minute.
Yeah.
However long.
Reverend Mays, I did a show, a fill-in show on Thursday night, talking about, you know, black spirituality and other, you know, astounding black topics that are near and dear to our heart. And the one thing I said, Dr. Mays, you know, Dr. Chichella and Reverend Mays, is that we don't have the proper adulting in our community. See,
that's
when
it.
You have the proper adulting, then you could be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
So then again,
that's right.
mm-hmm. people talk about the parenting. Well, if you're not fit
Come
to be
on.
A parent, then it is what it is. And we talked about love. We talked about, you know, Chinchilla, I got to come on. I, you know, man, look, I paid the cost to be the boss. I'm going to talk tonight. I'm going to talk tonight. Let me explain something to both of you wonderful ladies and the rest of this world translated in 49 countries. I want everybody around the world to understand. When you have yourself together, and there's a lot of people, right, that had bad parenting. I want to give a shout-out to the people mm-hmm. that had that type of experience and became great adults to parent. And they are
That's
20th
it.
Percentile. Now you look into the black community, it's almost like now a 14% percentile. Also,
mm-hmm.
it's quietness in communities when people get shot. When we have in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I'm from, in Compton, California, and what have you, wherever, Detroit, what have you, Chicago, what have you, there should be a representation of people day and night.
Mm-hmm.
There should be no traffic going down the street of a child
mm-hmm.
that got murdered. There
That's
should
right.
be no traffic going down the street of a 73-year-old elderly man in the city of Philadelphia in that situation.
Yes,
there should not be that type of thing. There should be no excuse for us not being loud. Now, we're loud for everything else. You know, we're loud for our TV shows. We're loud for, you know, things that are ignorant in our communities. We're loud, you know our,
mm-hmm.
our block parties and mothers and
yes,
grandmothers now are
oh
twerking at you
Ooh,
know, the
yes,
family
Lord.
Reunion. They're twerking. You know, I'm talking about people
mm-hmm.
our age, well, my age. You know, I'll be 52 next Sunday, and, of course, News Forum will be on my birthday next Sunday right here with Dr. Chill J. I'm just kidding.
Yay.
But yeah, I mean, but, you know, as I turn 52 next Sunday, there are women that are my age, you know, well-proportioned and looking good because our generation just don't crack. But they're out there
right.
with little babies seeing their, not their mama, but their grandmom's working. We should not even have Dr. Chill J. You know, I say this many times. There should never,
mm-hmm.
we should never have the guts to have a Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. block party and twerkathon.
Oh, my God.
On the national holiday.
You're
I mean,
right.
it's just ridiculous. I mean,
this year, down
south in Birmingham, Alabama, which is the home of the Civil Rights Museum, you know, one of the African-American museums, and, of course, the main
yeah.
home is in Memphis at the Lorraine Motel. We know that. But I'm talking about in Birmingham. There have been 4 years straight they've had a twerkathon on Dr. Martin Luther King.
Oh, my.
So, of course, again, I talked about this many, many years, even before you got here, Chinchilla. But the fact of the matter is now we're dealing with a situation now where now we're looking at stop looking at the children because now we're not, you know, really capable of complete adulting in our communities.
Correct.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and now we're hearing now more. You ready for this, Chinchilla? As a journalist,
mm-hmm.
you know, I do some investigative reporting myself. So far since Roe versus Wade, just in the African-American community, there has been 17 shootings of women who are pregnant. Let's go to New York City last Tuesday. He gets into an argument with his baby mom and, of course, whatever. It's words, guys. Remember the old saying, sticks and stones may? Okay. Whatever happened, she said some raunchy things, okay, what have you. You don't have the right to even put your hands on it for you know, sticks and stones. Got me? But this man, male adult, pulls out a gun as she's walking away from the conversations and blows her head off in Brownsville, Brooklyn, with the baby inside.
Yep.
So now the baby is dead. Now she's dead. and now he is in the system. So now you're affecting two families, more than that, a host of relatives and cousins and acquaintances. We have a sickness unto death, and it's crazy. No, newsflash, chinchilla stepped on my toe. It's all chinchilla's fault I'm on the right here right now. Because I'm, you know, she should stop stepping on my toe when I have bunions and corn. Stop doing it. Because I have to speak. It is a travesty from the Almighty God how we treat each other. Now, Sister Bessie has said this many different times, guys. She talks about now there is a unholy policy of black men not just domestically beating a woman, but now we have a killing field in our communities with men killing women. They're killing women. And so that's where their proper adulting comes in. But what's the processes of this? Understand that it's going to take a whole radical rethought process in our communities. We don't protect our communities, whereas we don't protect our children. So we can't protect ourselves unless we protect our children. We have many people going in and locking their door like Florida Evans and Good Times or all the six different locks and going in the house and watch their little VH1 and leave everything outside thinking it's not going to meet them at the peep hole. Understand now, guys, the violence is meeting you guys at the peep hole. I said what I said.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O. And, wow. So now I don't have to mention about what's been happening with the pregnant women being killed. His brother did it already, y'all. So that's one less thing I have to talk about. But it's just horrific, and it's a sad situation. And, you know, even before the new rulings of these loose gun laws, pregnant women were being killed all last year and the earlier part of this year. And now, as we see, it's gotten worse. And it is just craziness in this country. Crazy, chaotic nightmare. It is just crazy. And things are going to get worse before they get better because guess what? People are going to have to get better. And it takes time for people to wake up and see that change has to happen. And change always starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with us. So each individual needs to want to make a change for the better and help someone else along the way. Can we change the minds and the actions of others? No, we cannot. But guess what? We can speak it out in the air and continue to be a voice, so that others will hear. And the more that we are utilizing our voices and our freedom of speech, the more people will begin to hear. And, you know, that makes me think of another scripture. The Bible says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. And the church is you. Okay, we're the church. The church is not the four walls or the foundation of a building made by man. Okay? So we have to hear what God is saying. How can we hear what God is saying if we're not listening to what God is trying to tell us, what he's trying to show us? How can we be led? How can we be guided if we're not willing to be led and to be guided? So we have to be willing within our hearts, our minds, and our souls. We have to be willing to allow change to take place in us. And if each person would look inside of themselves and see what needs to be changed and be willing to make a change, guess what? The world would be a better place, because there's not much love in this country anymore. So love has to come from within. And in order to be loved, you know, here's another thing, Pastor May. Some people say in order to be loved, you must love. But I beg to differ with that, because if someone has never experienced love, how can they know how to love if they've never experienced it? if they've never been loved, if they've never been, like, shown, like, compassion or anything, how can they know how to be compassionate if they've never experienced it? So for someone who has never, ever experienced love in their life, they cannot effectively love because they don't know how. So we can't blame that person for not knowing how to love. They've never been shown it. So for those of you that have been loved and can show love, show those people that have not experienced love. Show them what love is, because it's an action word. It's not lip service. It's an action word, people. So if we begin to show love and show others what love looks like, then they can experience love. Oh, boy. Wow. You know, that's not what the show is about tonight, but I guess it is what it's about tonight, because that's what we're talking about now. And, you know, because we have to have love. Even with what's going on in these inner cities, with all of the killings, these young people, a lot of them, they have not experienced love. They don't know what it is. So they have so much hatred within. And it's really sad. It just breaks my heart, because they're being destroyed. They're destroying lives. Their lives are also being destroyed. And it's just ridiculous. Okay, Pastor Mays, let's bring on Brian and greet him tonight. Brian, how are you tonight? All right. Okay, we're going to bring on Bryant Feagins tonight, and from WWDB, and he was on the first part one of our chaos in America, dealing with these Supreme Court rulings, these ghastly rulings. It's just ridiculous to me. So let's bring on Brian now. How are you tonight, Brian?
Hello, hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Good, just being on standby. I'm encouraged by what I'm hearing. I can't wait to contribute later. Thank you for having me again.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Well, first of all, with what you heard so far, because we actually started having a conversation, so with what you heard Pastor Mays talk about and Brother O talk about, what are your thoughts on what we've talked about thus far?
So, actually, I'm finishing up cooking, and my sons are sitting at the table, and so we're fine. So, I have an acronym: teach and balance love every day. So, food, it actually will stimulate all five senses. When you see your family, you look at them, you should pray with them, you should maybe hold hands or you touch them. Food and taste and smell bring the last two senses together. When you stimulate all the senses of people, that's actually how they learn: repetition, rehearsal, and degree of importance. Also, me and my sons, we eat out too much, so I have to touch my food, because when I touch it, I cultivate it. That's what God told Adam to do. You touch it, you cultivate it, you massage it with your hands, or you put love into food. So the challenge with these young people that I heard that are killing people, and it's so sad that it happened, is they have no one to sit down at the table with them. So we're seeing the fruit, but we got to get to the root of the problem. They don't have enough time. They don't have mentors. They don't have anybody sitting down teaching them anything. So it is very, very sad to hear.
Yes, it definitely is. It definitely is. All right. Okay, so we're going to get into our conversation in just a few minutes on these gun laws and on the overturning of Roe versus Wade. All right, we're going to take a caller right quick, and let's hear what our caller has to say tonight. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How you doing, Dr. Queen Chinchilla?
Oh, hi. How are you, Michelle?
I am doing wonderful. I love the News Forum. Y'all are doing a wonderful job. And the conversation is very good tonight. It was good all the time. But I definitely agree with Brother O. This violence that's going on, my point of view is this is all just a setup. It's all a setup from the government. This is what I truly believe. And all these mass shootings, and it's a distraction. For one thing, they're trying to distract us because they're trying to do something else underhandedly. And all the mass shootings and everything, if we do not come together in unity as one, it's going to get worse and worse. Just like you said, they have to wake up. Everybody have to wake up. Yes, they got to wake up and stop being so weak and passive. We got to do something about this, you know?
Yes.
We just can't keep just sitting around and, no, we got to stand up and do something about this. If we don't come together in unity, this is going to continue to happen. It's going to get worse and worse. I truly believe the government has set up people to do these mass shootings. I really, truly believe that. All of a sudden, this young Caucasian boy traveling far just to shoot up some people at church. Come on now. No. That's all a setup from the government. All this mass shootings and everything, and Roe versus Wade and all this and that. I'm truly, I am tired of the United States. I am ready to get up out of this country, seriously, because it's going to get worse and worse because you got people in high places that don't like our skin. They don't like our skin color, and they're going to do anything to try to knock us off. But it's so many of us. I don't understand how y'all trying to do this. It's so many of us. We don't, what they say, the old word, we don't die, we multiply. It's so many of us. You know, so that's my opinion. You know, I don't trust this system. I definitely don't trust this system. They didn't put my husband in prison for 22 years for a crime he didn't do. So, you know, I don't trust this system.
Right. Right. Yeah. And the system is just horrible. It's the worst. It's just absolutely horrendous.
It's so corrupt.
And
it's so corrupt.
It's just pathetic. And like I said, you know, how I always say, they, you know, trying to depopulate us any way they can. And, you know, and they don't care if, you know, they kill some of them along the way. But, you know, it's really
sad. Oh, no, they don't
care
about that.
No. And then there's so many countries that are overpopulated. So, yes, they want to get rid of people throughout this world to make it easier for the environment and for food supply and everything else. You know, it's just crazy. It's crazy, Michelle. I thank you so much for voicing your opinion tonight, you know, with what's going on in this country. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Brother O wants to say something again. Let's hear from Brother O again.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to thank our sister tonight for coming on. Another thing, too, sister, like I said before, the cowardice in our community, that's the problem, okay? There should be all type of protests when a child in your community. Let's start with what Reverend May said. Reverend Mays talks about a community, okay? Not a neighborhood, but a community. There's no such thing in a community when a child, no matter where they're from, Chuckalisa, Mississippi, to wherever you are, okay?
Right.
You know, when a child dies, everybody should be outside. So when the cops come, like, what is the meaning of this? Well, you're going to have to arrest all of us because we are here, nonviolent direct action. Of course, nothing to Dr. Chinchilla J. And I want to say this, and thank you so much for calling in, young lady, a little feedback. But Dr. J, another thing, too. We lost our way when it comes out to family reunions. I talked about this in 2014 before my name changed. And, you know, that holy mountain, I went to Chicago, and it changed my life, right? No more Lonnie Beverly, right? So when I went to Chicago and we talked about this, and we really, really tarried on the altar for, you know, change, you know, dramatic change. We talked about, where are the families? and the family reunions. You don't even hear too many family reunions anymore. Where maybe a gang banger, like I'm from Compton, so a lot of my family, you know, to this day are gang bangers. Young people are gang bangers. You know, that's my culture. I used to be a gang banger. Let's keep it real, right? Okay. Crip City, right? God changed my life, right? Become a proprietor and a producer. But even in my wayward ignorance, we respected our, even though in this crazy chinchilla, I had cousins that if I saw them on the street, I would shout at them because they were bloods. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Right? I came from that type of environment, okay? So I could talk about this. See, I don't have to testify. I notify. So even in that situation, we still were family for that time in that family reunion type of thing. And it brings forth pride. You don't, you know, you see baseball fields uncut, you know, basketball courts unkept. You know, there's no recreation. And if you notice in our communities, they're lacking the recreation facilities now. Well, kids can't even go and just play. And then if they do go out and play, and if they do have a recreation center that's there, people are shooting around it. Back in the day,
right,
you didn't shoot around where it was kids. You said, okay, that's him. I'll get him later. I know that's still wrong, but it is what it is. That's how the old school was. Now, they didn't care if a kid is out there. Look at the young lady that died 2 years ago on the court in right there in North Philadelphia. She was just dribbling her basketball and got shot in the head. I mean, that's our problem. Again, if we have effective adulting, we wouldn't have the child problem that we have today, the violence problem that we have today. Because if you're not a great adult, you can't be a great parent. And, you know, I'm going to keep on talking to you people. Chinchilla, it's all your fault. And, you know, you're older. You should know better. Bye.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, you know, it's all madness, everybody. It's definitely madness. And, you know, we're talking about America. But we also know that there's been mass killings all over the world. In Nigeria, I better not talk about Nigeria because brother, he's going to come back and want to talk. But anyway, in Nigeria,
no, speak the truth. Speak the truth.
Yeah, in Nigeria, there's been many mass killings. There's a mass killing at a church. They shot up a church. There was a nightclub that got shot up, and now there's been another mass shooting in Nigeria. It's just crazy. It's almost on a weekly basis or a biweekly basis now. And throughout this world, mass shootings are happening, you know. But a lot of us, we don't look at other countries because some people, you know, you're just concerned about where you are, and that's understandable. But we have to realize that mass shootings, they're not just happening in America. They're all over the world. So other countries are going through what we're going through right here. Other countries are dealing with wrongful convictions. They're dealing with this COVID and its many strains, and they're dealing with monkeypox and everything, you know? And it's a sad situation. And are we living in the last days? Are we? Because, you know, the Bible says in the last days there are going to be, you know, rumors of wars, you know, wars upon wars, rumors of wars. And, you know, we're experiencing right now wars all over the world. There's wars every day right here in America. There's wars going on right in your own community, okay? There's also plagues out here. You know, it's coronavirus. We can call that a plague. We can call monkeypox a plague. We can call all of these different ills and illnesses, plagues, you know, things are happening. Are these the signs of the times? Are they? You know, we can look and say, yes, yes. And I remember when I was a child, my grandmother used to always say, oh, time is winding up. And everybody would look, well, what does she mean? Time is winding up. But yet, you know, we're still here. So time didn't wind up, but the old folks would say time is winding up because of things that would be happening then. And if we look at what happened, well, if I look at what happened when I was a child, yeah, there were all types of things that happened to show that, yes, the end is getting near. But yet I'll be 59 next month on August the 12th, everybody. So keep that date in mind, August the 12th. I want some love, okay? But anyway, when I was a child, I didn't see where, okay, time was winding up or the end was getting near, although, you know, there were wars and there were different things going on. But now, this time, in this age, in this day, this year, 2022, we're 7 months into the year, 5 to go, and look at all what has taken place just in this year alone. It's madness. It's craziness. The war with Russia and Ukraine and, you know, all the other countries that are warring. And, wow, and all of these diseases that are flying across the world. It's madness. So, yeah, the time may be coming near. And we have...
Wait a minute, Chichilla. Wait a minute, Chichilla. Yes. Another thing, too, that your sponsor, Winnie Bakatoon, said very, very, very closely. And a lot of people took it, you know, I don't think it took it serious, Dr. J. Okay. Having, being able to police and militarize our own communities to a positive end. What I mean by that is, you know, the old Deacons for Defense. Remember that back in the day, you talked about in the South, the Deacons for Defense, and there wasn't a whole lot of drug selling in some communities in the South. Well, it gets to the point where people got to be deputized by law, got to figure out how to do it by law, to where you have a night watch in your community. And, you know, by law, if someone, you know, acts up, you should have the right to be able to protect the community. We have to be able to protect our children and our women. It starts with the men as well. We have to have rightful policing in our community. Where I'm saying, look, you want to kill me, I'm gonna be right here. I got what you need. You know what I'm saying? You wanna come at me crazy, I got what you need. So you need to go and not do it in any other community, but you're not gonna do it on my block. You don't need to do it in any other community, but you're not gonna do it here. You know, back in the day, especially, and I hate to say that, the drug element, the drug dealer. You know, if he had a mom or a grandma living on the block, he'll come to the put. Let me tell you something, bro. Don't sell that on this block. What you say? Look. I'm going to handle you if you sell this on my block. You understand me? Keep that away from this block. Okay, you can, even though that's still genocide in a way, but I'm just saying the thought process was good in a positive, negative, you know, oxymoronic situation. But, however, we're talking about good people. Good people. Some men come back from wars. You know what I'm saying? Come back serving our country.
Yeah.
You know, this should be some type of defense. And I agree with Huni Bakatoon in that. You know, when it comes down to, we have to protect our women and our children like any other race does. And no, that might sound radical for some folk that are listening right now, but I don't care. I said what I said. We have to make sure that we protect our interests. The greatest interest is black human life.
Yes, and that's so very true, Brother L. Yeah, but whom you said, yeah, it went over a lot of people's heads, but yeah. We have to be protected. I'm a woman, you know, although I feel as though I can protect myself, but yeah, we do need a man to protect us. That's why God created man, you know, and he created us. And the man is more of a physical masculinity type body, you know. We're more... Well, we should not be masculine, point blank. But there are some masculine women out there, but we should not, you know, have that masculinity about us. We're supposed to be about femininity. And does that mean that we cannot speak our mind? No, it does not, because we're still be vocal and opinionated and still can be aggressive. But, yes, that man should definitely be out there protecting the women. So, men, it is definitely time for you to start protecting the women. Women in your families, women in your communities, the children in your family, the children in your communities, whether or not they're your child or not, it is your duty to protect our young people, our youth, and our women. So Brother O is absolutely dead on point with that. And, you know, some of you may not agree with it. Hey, but it's okay. We're going to take another caller, and then we're going to speak with Pastor Mays. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight? What's your opinion? Caller, you're live on the air.
Okay, put them right back on ice. Okay, now I want to speak. Okay, Yeah, no, they weren't. They're there. Okay. They didn't say they were unmuted. Go ahead. Go ahead and speak, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Chinchilla. It's Marianne Velez. How are you?
Hi, Marianne. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. This has been quite a conversation, quite a dialogue that I've been listening in on. And I'm not going to speak out of place. I'm a white woman. I cannot begin to fathom what the black communities are going through with the ban on abortion and the horrific impact it has on the black women within your communities. There was another caller that was on, and she made a statement that I absolutely agree with. She stated she felt that everything that is currently taking place, not only in our country, but around the world, is being staged by the government or the elite. And I truly believe that. The reason I believe that, it's very easy for the government to control the masses. They keep them in fear. If they keep them divided, uneducated, and if the world in which they live in is filled with chaos, or as she stated, distractions, because there is something bigger going on. I've always felt that the black community was at the forefront of every government agenda. Over the last 10 years, I've studied a lot of various religions, and I don't go to church. I do not walk into a church and worship God. I do that in my own private space, wherever that might be. I could be in a park in my room, whatever. But if you truly research religion, you will know that everything that majority of these churches worship is false. Jesus was not a white man. Madonna was not a white woman. There is absolute evidence that Jesus was a black man. Madonna was a black woman. If you look at the Vatican, when the Pope kneels in front of Madonna, she is a black woman holding a black child. They know that the black population are truly the ones who held power. So it is in their best interest to hold your race down by any means, keep you uneducated, fill your communities with violence, drugs, famine. That is how they keep you in control. And I used to say to my own daughter, I grew up in a family of racists. I was the first generation to step out of that. And I raised my daughter in a very diverse community. And I used to say, if we all came together as one, the amount of power we would hold over our government officials would be tremendous. Last year, I had, and you know this, Chinchilla, I had run for a local public office.
Yes.
We have a very large Hispanic community in my county. The Hispanic community was extremely divided, coming from all various Hispanic nations, Mexico, Guatemala, Nicaragua, et cetera, et cetera. We could not get that community to unite. If they knew, if they united, the amount of power they would hold was tremendous. They would be able to take their communities back, and we could not get them to unite. When I entered the black and brown neighborhood to speak with the young black men and the young black women and explain to them that they hold so much power, they just don't see it, I couldn't get them to register to vote because they felt that the government turned their back on them, which they did. There's no doubt of it. But with all the conversations that have been going on this evening that I've been listening to, there is one true sentiment. We must unite. We must educate our young black and brown boys and girls We must re-educate the adults, and we have to give them hope. If you look out your door, I don't care what neighborhood you live in, white, black, diversified, everybody lacks hope. Hope for a better tomorrow. Hope that their children don't go to school and get shot at. Hope that their father doesn't walk out the door to go to work and gets pulled over and loses his life for an expired registration. Hope that they're going to be able to put food on the table tomorrow. Hope. If we can bring back hope through love and unity, we would be able to change the face of our communities and truly bring back the word and the by definition, community. So I,
you know,
that's all I really want to say.
I got to talk to you, young lady, because you talk from a grassroots system. Understand this. The last time we had that type of hope was in the 1950s in this country. Let's talk about America. You know, around the world, there's many different revolutions, but let's talk about America, where people of color stood up and said, we'd rather die than live like this. That has to be the same type of mantra. And then with that, other people said, okay, finally they're standing up for themselves, so we want to be able to help them as well. You look at the liberal white community of the late 1950s and the whole realm of the 60s, maybe early 70s. You know, you had people, major organizations, major corporations, you know, believed in what the civil rights movement was doing. There has to be a third. I believe that was the second American Revolution in the 1950s and 60s. I really believe that, right? But let's go into the third major one. And it has to be this time. What you said was bread for the table. It was meat upon the lamb. We must be able to stand up and say we're not going to live like this anymore. And people respect that. And then we got to go right back in. Change comes when you're tired. And I'll never forget a wonderful woman by the name of Fannie Lou Hamer. I know you heard about it. I know you read. Lou Hamer said, my feet are tired, but my soul is rested. I want to thank that call tonight. What more can we say, man? Let's bring on Pastor Mays, and this one's my wonderful Dr. J.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary Ann, for calling in and talking from your heart. And she said a lot of very profound things and things that a lot of white people don't want to acknowledge. And I thank you so much for that tonight, Mary Ann. Mary Ann's my dear friend from Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. And she ran for Luzerne County Council last year. And ironically, Pastor Francetta Mays is running for Tulsa County Council this year. So, yeah, I have some wonderful friends around this country and around the world as well. We're going to now bring on Caroline, who's on, and then first let me let Pastor Mays say what she wants to say, because she has something really burning in her spirit that she wanted to say a little earlier. So, Pastor Mays, go ahead, and then we're going to bring on Caroline.
Okay, so I'm just going to run through this, and I know that I'm probably going to get some pushback, but this is just the way that I see things. We are they. That's a whole. It's humankind. It's mankind. We are they, and there's a level of participation and accountability that's necessary in any community, and that's what we're lacking. So when we start talking about trying to train individuals in this community to fight, first of all, we have to fight with the fact that the family broke down when uncle, daddy, brother, sister, mama, somebody violated that situation either by abuse, leaving, incest, something. We've had to deal with a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder in this community, and there has not been the leadership to identify with the mental illness and the generational patterns in which we've allowed ourselves to function up under. So when we start looking at the government we're looking at the government, but we're giving the government almost too much credit. It's time for us to start doing self-care within our community. And what that looks like is that we've got to say, why aren't they educating us? Because we've got a whole internet service right now that if anybody want to look up anything, they can look up whatever they want to. They'll look up stuff internationally to find out how to get a passport and where to go on a trip to spend PPE money, but won't look up a grant that will furnish a job in the community and build legacy wealth for them.
Yes.
So when we start talking about all of the stuff, men, males, the men that develop in this community typically decide that, I've made it, and I'm going to get out of this community. So now the women are trying to figure out how to raise boys, and they're left to being boys, and then we raise them to be boys, and then we end up marrying them.
You know, it's crazy. Reverend Mays, I come on, and you stepped on my toe now, and I was bleeding. What you said about the Oedipus complex, that people don't know, is the baby boy syndrome, and that's what we have. Now, I'll tell you the solution. We had a solution in the 1960s, and it wasn't Christian. It came from a Muslim man. And he was the greatest person when it comes down to sociologists and psychologists in this country. His name was Elhaj Malik Shabazz, the great Malcolm X. What he learned from Elijah Muhammad and then went into his own thought processes, right? He was the epitome of black manhood, and he taught what they were doing to you and what you should do to fight that system and what you should do in your own home. Malcolm X talked about the family. He talked about being righteous and being, you know, looking like somebody, being somebody, educating yourself. You're better than what, you know, who is he to be equal to? That's how Malcolm taught. Who is he to be
okay.
equal to?
But may
so
I share something?
One second. We need someone like that again to be able to help our people psychologically. And again, what they did was to cut off the heads of people, right? So now we must become the leaders in our own factions, in our own communities, point blank. We have to be the leader. We have to step up and be the person that other people, not the old and the young, to be able to say, you know what, I can change my life too. I can do this. And it's a long, hard road to glory. Go ahead, Reverend Mace.
We're looking at a kaleidoscope. We're looking at a bunch of broken people that don't have anyone identifying with the root system to help them to get healthy in order for us to build a foundation to start even establishing trying to teach males to become men, girls to become women. Because it's so broken, and we as a community, like I said, we just grew up, and we're functioning. So until we start dealing with those root system causes, issues, and things, and becoming aware that our community can sustain itself, we've got enough people with initials in our community to where we can do a lot of self-care, but we've got to devote some time to dedicate to back into this community. We can't all be about our foreign no more. I've been with the NAACP right here in Tulsa for 1 year, and I tell you what, we are just now getting to the point to where we can all communicate, and I have 27 people that will show up, 27. So when you start talking about people gathering on the street, I can't even get people here in Tulsa to get along and to want to do something positive. Let me not say it like that. Let me just say it like this. My goal is to help people to learn that we have to stop majoring in minor stuff, and we have to start looking at unifying so that we're able to leave legacy and we're able to self-care in our community. And we can do it through grant money. We can do it through coming together collectively with investors. We've got millionaires in our communities. There's no reason why we have to ask the white man, the Indian man, or no man for nothing.
That's correct.
But we can't trust each other.
Wow.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't been honest about our truth. People know the difference between chicken, y'all know what, and chicken salad. Come on now. We can't stand on people's head and telling them it's raining.
Right.
We
you know what's crazy?
Real.
That you That, and that's the key. And that's why these type of we represent a whole lot of people listening tonight, and they heard the strength in what you're saying tonight, Reverend Mays. The key is we have to keep knocking on that door with a sledgehammer. We have to have that sledgehammer in our hand and say we're going to continue to knock. And there's a lot of people, not just us, but a lot of people around the world having these same type of conversations on internet radio. I'm glad that we're part of that community of being able to have this type of great dialogue and great wealth within our own minds. Because remember, we're not slaves unless your mind is.
We're not slaves unless your mind is.
I love what you're saying. And back what I'm saying to you, we have to have not only male but female, be able to be strong and be able to give our lives for this. Because, you know, talk is cheap. Are you willing to give your lives for your children? We're going to bring on our Caroline Turner on that note, the wonderful Dr. J, and then we'll bring on our next caller, too. Are we willing to give our lives for our children? I've been saying this since 2013. Been doing this thing for, you know, ain't no chippy in this, Dr. J. Been doing this for almost 10 years, man. Yeah, you didn't know.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Mays. And again, Marianne, thank you so much. All right. We're going to bring on Caroline now. Caroline, how are you tonight?
I'm well. Thank you so much. How are you, Chinchilla?
I'm fine, Caroline. I'm fine. Okay. Okay. We were having the conversation. Of course, this is part two from our show a couple weeks ago on the Supreme Court rulings of Roe versus Wade, the overturning of that, and also on the loose gun laws that they laid down on June 23rd. And now we talked a little bit about what's been going on in this country, how it's affected some of these states and all, and how it's affecting the citizens of this country. And, you know, what are some of these states doing? We know that some of the states are still trying to hang on to their abortion right laws. We know that some states are still trying to keep their strict gun laws. But now, from a legal standpoint, Caroline, with these states that are trying to keep their strict gun laws, but yet the Supreme Court has ruled, you know, with what they want to see happen across this nation, as far as the citizens being allowed in every state to pack and carry, to legally have a concealed weapon out in public and in private places or, you know, nightclubs, restaurants, wherever they would like. But there are states out here that are saying no, they don't want those laws to be implemented into their system. They don't want that in their states. And they feel as though that to have that happen, it's going to really become chaotic, more chaotic than things already are. If people are just allowed to loosely carry weapons out in public. And then the other thing, they have not put a ban on assault weapons at all. They have not put a ban on any magazines, anything with seven clips, nine clips, you know, nine rounds. They haven't put a ban on any of that stuff. No semi-automatics, no anything. So how is this going to affect these states that do not want to see that take place?
Yeah, Chinchilla, I have already commented on the New York state law, the Supreme Court decision about New York law on pack and carry and how dangerous that is. And I just say to you that I can't give my personal opinions on abortion, but what I can do is talk about what is happening as regards the criminalization of pregnancy, basically. And the because now they're making the idea of even contemplating an abortion, looking it up on the internet and all those kind of things, they're making that criminal. They're surveilling people. They're watching people's internet. They're telling people right now that public advisors to delete all the period apps and all the rest of it. And it's really... in my work with people who are having their rights terminated and all that kind of stuff, It's really touching on a very, very, very important issue, which is the control of pregnancy, particularly in black and brown women in this country. And that is a very, very serious issue because it's happened ever since slavery, ever since when women were being forced to be, they were raped and impregnated by their slave masters, and then the children became the children that added to the workforce. And then there was the whole thing about certain women not being fit to have children, and they were forcibly sterilized. And it's very alarming to me that we're now in a place where we're criminalizing even the idea that a woman should be in control of whether or not she has a baby, regardless of the circumstances in some states. And that part to me is absolutely terrifying because it's a continuation of what the system was designed for, which was for controlling childbirth of certain populations of women. And that's what I'm seeing in dependency court. Families are being separated. They've been separated by slavery anyway. They were separated by being sold. They were separated by literally the dominance of the slave masters over the children of the enslaved women. And it's just been perpetuated. The whole issue between criminalization of pregnancy and the idea that you are being surveilled while you're pregnant and criminalized for being pregnant is so tied in with our mass incarceration, our family separation, and everything else that's been going on in this country by design. When the 13th and 14th Amendments were passed, they were designed to create equality for all people in this country. But we know that the 13th Amendment had a loophole. We know that people who were imprisoned for even the merest offenses, like ridiculous made-up offenses like loitering and vagrancy and things like that, they were added to the chain gangs. They were added to replace what had been the slave workforce. And, you know, since then, it's been perpetuated, and certain populations have been decimated by the separation of families through the fathers going off to prison, for mothers being judged for every move they make being pregnant. I deal with a lot of women who are having their children taken away for no really good reason, but because DHS is surveilling them. And basically what is poverty is classed as neglect. And it's just a very worrying continuation of the same cycle, where certain women are being judged while they're pregnant. They're judged for having children in the first place. They're judged for not wanting the children when the state is judging them for having children anyway and not helping them. And the cycle is being perpetuated. So to me, it's terrifying. It's just a continuation of the whole design of the whole system, and it's so wrong.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's really a lot to think about there, Caroline, on these abortion rights and, you know, the rights of women, basically, what happens to their bodies. And, wow. And you said a few good points there. You talked about, you know, back in slavery days and, you know, the raping of the black women, and women were forced to have babies by the slave masters. And, you know, and then today women are still being raped. They're being raped every day. Probably every second of the day a woman somewhere in this country is being raped, and women are getting pregnant by their rapists. And, wow, that's like a really hard pill to swallow. And, of course, some women will want to abort a baby in that situation, and then there's some that won't. And as we discussed on part one of this, Pastor Mays and I, we both had been raped, and we both were pregnant by our rapist. I did not choose to have the rapist baby because I didn't think I could actually deal with that. So I did not, and I had an abortion. I was very young, but I had an abortion. Pastor Mays was very young as well when she was raped, and she chose to have the baby. And, you know, so that's two different women, two different situations, both in a rape, but one had the baby, one did not. And so women every day are facing the same issue when they're raped. And, you know, I truly, like I said before on the other show, I don't feel as though the government should be able to dictate to a woman what she wants to do with her body or her unborn child, especially in the situation when a rape is involved or if the woman has some type of illness and to give birth to a baby could, you know, threaten her life. And a woman should have that right to decide to have an abortion. And I also said, on the other hand, I do believe, you know, that when you do have an abortion, it is taking the life of a child. And so it's like a very hard pill to swallow either way you do it, because I believe, you know, in life and that every life should have a chance at life. You know, so it's like really madness and chaotic once again in this country for women who are experiencing an unwanted pregnancy. And I also said on the last show that for those women that are out there just being loose and opening their legs to any Tom, Dick, or Harry that comes along and they're getting pregnant, and then they decide, oh, I'm pregnant, I don't want to have this baby, keep your legs closed, wear a condom, take birth control, do something, okay, and stop being so loose and practice abstinence. Okay? Until you get married. Because as long as women, girls, teenagers, however old you are out there, as long as you're out there having unprotected sex, guess what? There's a very strong chance that you are going to become pregnant. So to avoid that, don't have unprotected sex. Don't have sex at all if you're not married, okay? But we know that for the most part, most women will have sex and not be married. So if you're going to have sex, protect yourself, okay? And you should want to protect yourself. All these diseases, STDs that are out there, you know, that are still killing people, you could get one. And you should want to protect your own health as well. Wow. We're going to go ahead and take another caller now. And then we're going to finish our conversation. Caller, you're live on the air with the News Forum. How are you tonight?
I'm doing my best. How you doing tonight, woman of God?
I am fine. How are you, Brother Hooney?
I'm doing my best. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And in honest to everybody who spoke before me, is so many different subjects I want to touch on, but I know I don't have time enough to address them all. So I'm gonna do it this way. I'm gonna speak about at least how, if we want to turn things around, and we can. First thing got to be removed is any and all doubt. As far as, you know, children having children. Now, yes, we need to have as many children. When you look at the rate of so many uneducated, soulless, I want to say the other word, y'all just fill in the blank, that's out there killing each other and themselves, right? We need to have that. But young women, if y'all are listening to this live or when it's archived, I want y'all to hear me something from a father. Matter of fact, not just a father, but of a man that was procreated like Hall of Fame four time. Our parents was in love with each other before and during the time of conception. Very important. Very important. Now you look at today's culture, and it's been such a, I'm going to say, far as after the golden age of hip-hop where everybody wants a thug. I need a thug in my life, right? That type of mentality has got to go. That type of mentality has got to go because they're breeding people who's creating or procreating a whole nother generation that's not created in a state of love. They created in a state of convenience, right? So when you talk about love and try to, and we all know the story about so many unwanted children, you want to lay down for the happy moment, right? But you don't take time to educate yourself, women, young women. You don't take time to educate and really get to know the man who you decide to lay down and allow him to do what it takes to conceive a child in you with no type of love at all. And then you want to hold this person and make him accountable for something he didn't even want from the get-go. That whole thing has got to be turned around, right? Now, father, I mean, it breaks my heart, woman of God. Each time I hear you and other women speak about how some idiot took something from y'all that y'all wasn't ready to give, I'm the type of father that ain't no enemy. I don't care what he looked like. He ain't getting away with that in this world. He's not. He's not. And I'm not going to be graphic out of love and respect for yourself. Just know, in this life, that person is going to be dealt with dearly. And we can turn things around, but it's going to take a whole lot of people who's willing, able, and ready to be serious about turning things around because it can happen. You got to remove all and any doubt, okay? And I can go on and on and on, but I appreciate what everybody said before. I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Matter of fact, let me speak about this right quick, a military mindset, okay. Right? A military mindset comes from learning how to defend yourself and the people that's in your immediate family. You can't save everybody, right? It takes intelligence. And I strongly suggest that in this day and time. It's about real gun control. Real gun control is when you learn how and got to be able to have the discipline that you got a lot of power and authority when you're able to raise a gun and be able to shoot a gun, not in an ignorant state, but in a very intelligent state, okay? So that's the only thing I want to say against these gun laws. These gun laws isn't dealing with what the thugs is out here in the streets is doing. Them gun laws were put in the place for hunters. They was put in the place for people who like to go to these and shoot these clay objects that fly up into the air, and they're not shooting them with assault weapons. They're not shooting them with semi-automatic weapons. So when you read those people who's connected to me or hear me say military mindset begins with taking control of your own mind first, and that's the main problem that we have as a people because we're divided. You got 1,000,001 churches that don't even have the same God concept, don't even get along, won't even speak to each other. And I can say the same thing about the black synagogue, as well as the black masjid. That state of ignorance has got to go. And I'm going to say this, and I'll be done with it. I don't need a religious book to tell me how, when, and where to defend myself. I don't need a government to tell me how, when, and where to defend myself. Just know it's going to happen. It's only a matter of time. Okay, and anyone who's listening to my show, listen to the next one because it's preparing a way for me to really address what's happening out here. Everybody who's cloaked in so-called black skin doesn't mean us any good, and we got to be able to know that from the conception, from the preconception stage all the way up to this stage. This is a last chance. I ain't even call it a warning. In September, I need every so-called thug to really, really listen to this show. I need you to listen to all our shows at WBNN. But if you don't listen to any other show, we will aware you in September because I'm going to address these fallen soulless, you know what, that has incarnated here before the foundation of the world. And they have been mixing in with us. And they got to be dealt with. And some of you God-fearing people
need to be able to go open up your book to the book of Revelation. I know everybody loves Jesus. Yeah, I love Jesus too. But we need some Michaels up here. Michael was the one that, with that type of personality, had the capability of putting the evil ones of that kind in check. You understand? You can be peaceful when it's a peaceful time to be peaceful, but now we've been at wartime for too long before the foundation of the world. And now it's our turn and time to shine again, and we got some of these idiots that's mixed in with us with the end mentality that's got to go. No excuses. No excuses at all.
Right.
Okay? So yeah. I know who the real men is and women, right, who's really serious about it. If you're really, really serious about taking our destiny back into our own hands and controlling our own lives, you're going to stop making excuses for it. You got to be able to have perfect perception, like I've been saying many years. You got to be able to feel impending danger before it comes. And when you're feeling that impending danger, you cannot be shaking in your boots. You don't have a second to think about it. It's happening too many times throughout the United States of America as well as the rest of the world. We got to start preparing ourselves and feeling evil actions before they take place. That's the only way it can happen. We have those capabilities if you stop being distracted. You understand?
Right.
We have got to be prepared in this day and time. Yeah, I like to listen to music. I like to do certain things on our phones. But in this day and time, when you leave the comfort of your home, you are in one of the most vulnerable states. So we got to be paying attention at any and all costs when it comes to yourself and your family. You got to stop playing around with this if you're serious. Okay?
Right.
So anyway, I could go on and on and on. Love your show. I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My next show will be July 30th. When I'll be speaking about Mission Planet Earth, which is very important too, because that's going to explain a lot of soulless incarnations that's been stuck here before the incarnation or the foundation of the world as we know it, according to religious mindset. A lot of times you might see somebody looking like a human being, but these are soulless people that have been walking around that's using the body of some of the people that's been born in this day and time. And that's not Hollywood.
Wow.
It's the truth.
Okay. That's July
30th,
everybody.
So anyway, that'll be July 30th.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, WBNN. Thank you so much, Brother Hooney, for all you said and talked about tonight. Thank you so much. We're going to bring on Brian Feagans now, a co-host on WBNN. A co-host on WWDB, which is a station I used to listen to all the time. My mom used to listen to it. She still listens to it. And very controversial station. And we're going to bring on Brian now. And he's another very controversial person. And that's why he's my friend. I have a lot of controversial friends, everybody. So, Bryant, how was your dinner? I know you were cooking, about to sit down and eat dinner with your son at the table. So how was dinner?
Okay, Brian, you there?
Brian?
All right.
I'm sorry.
Okay, there he is right there. All right. There he is right there. All right. Go ahead and talk, Brian.
Okay. Yeah. Food was good. I like to allow my sons to pray because I'm trying to teach them how to run their own house when they get older, because I'm trying to raise a man. I'm not raising a little boy, even though they're 18 and 21. And that's going to segue me into what I wanted to kind of throw out there. Is nothing, I got this from Dr. Miles Monroe. I'm just a studier and I have an amazing memory. So a lot of my content I get from other people, and I always give them, you know, where I got it from. Miles Monroe says nothing that a man does is private. You carry inside of you generations. So wherever you go, you take your future children with you. So there's nothing that we should be doing that we don't want our children, even if we don't have children, to be seeing or feeling. So everything that a man carries is generational. And that's the problem that we have with the young people killing. that's the reason why women want to get abortions, because a man, he talked to her and he got her to be submissive with his deceptive self, because if you really loved her, you would buy her all kinds of stuff. She's a natural receiver. You would set her up to receive as many gifts as you could. But the challenge is we're so obsessed with power that we got to chase everything. We got to have everything. We got to have shiny stuff. We got to have all of these things in life. And men are the problem on this side of heaven, even though heaven is on the inside. That'll segue me into my next thing when people talk about all of the slavery and everything else. My question is, if Jesus said, forgetting those things, or Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind me, old things pass away, behold, I have become new. How can you be a Christian former slave? Just a hard question. So also, God said I was made in his image and likeness. You keep telling me I'm black, or that I'm a thug, or I'm this type of problem, or I'm a descendant of a slave. Which is harder for you to believe? You're made in God's image and likeness, or you're a descendant of a slave? It's really, really hard for you to convince me that I'm a descendant of a slave. It doesn't sit with me. Once again, how can you be a Christian and love God and you're still talking about slavery? I don't understand it. I'm not saying I'm right. I don't want to sound condescending. You have to choose a side. God creates everything. His manual is the word. He made you. He taught you how to take care of your body. You're going to tell me that somebody that came and interrupted your history and gave you a name and a label and forced stuff on you is going to tell you where you came from. We got a tough time out here. So everything is in the mind. Words are spiritual containers. Everything is in the mind. So you have to change the mind and the body will follow. So everything has to start inside of the brain. You have to pour it out. You have to teach it. You have to repetition, rehearsal, and degree of importance. Media is our biggest problem, along with hip-hop. They're the culprit of what's killing a lot of male ignorant, male ascension, because media. So, but within every problem, there's a solution, because here we are on the media using it for a good platform. I say media, many evil devils instigating anguish, anger, or anxiety. So the fear that people put inside through the masses, it's the fear of loss. They pour it into you so much, telling you what you're not all the time, and all this subliminal seduction that I have to sell you that you have to be this height, that height, this color, that color. I looked it up yesterday. Everybody has melanin in them, like the brother just mentioned. Melanin isn't king. Character is king. Everybody has melanin. What does your melanin have to do with anything? Character is king. Wisdom is king. Love is king. Those are my relatives. So a lot of the challenges, and then when we get into the Roe versus Wade, all of my brothers and sisters, they want reparations, right? When are we going to get reparations for the 73 million babies that were aborted? So that's my stance on abortion. If you choose the right man and you stall him out and you have some other man interview him and you interview his parents, you should probably not release yourself to him if he's not worthy of getting pregnant and providing and protecting you. That's what a man was created for. That's actually what Pastor said. A man came from the ground. His job was to protect the garden. The woman is the garden. She's beautiful. She's fruitful. She multiplies. That's his job. So men that don't protect you, ladies, run away from you. Run away from them. So there are so many things to unpack, and coming in after a bunch of people talk, I enjoyed it because I got a chance to listen, because I like to listen. I like to take it all in. But everything starts in the mind. Words are spiritual containers. I remember a brother saying, oh, we don't need acronyms. Well, if I speak to someone or I yell to someone in their language, they're going to love me. If I yell at them in my language, they may not know what I'm talking about. So 7% of communication is verbal, 55% is body language, and 38% is tone. So words are powerful containers, and when you keep telling people they're descendants of slaves or you're not worthy and you got all these issues and brown man, you're not this, you're not that, you're the other, men get frustrated. because men need respect and admiration, and women need affection and attention. We translate love in two different ways. And if we could just understand that. And the biggest culprit is power. It's never about race. It's always about power. Always. Joseph's brother sold him into slavery, crimes of proximity. I had a lady, her birthday is the same day as yours, yesterday tell me she's Asian. She told me her husband hits her. I'm like, why do people open up to me all the time? I guess I just have something where they feel the love. But she told me that she's married, and she said, do you still love your ex-wife? I said, yes, I do. She said, I wish I married for love. I have five kids, and I didn't marry for love. I was in a shelter for 2 years. Our biggest problem is men and the false power that they get from their erection, meaning the trying to erect myself to be the tallest person, the biggest person, the person that has the most toys in the room, and also his physical power, his physical erection. He's aiming at everybody. The boys are killing, and other men are aiming at that girl. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about power, the illusion of power. Men, boys with their erection, they aiming guns at the other boys, and they're aiming penises at their at girls, and that's why we're talking about these two topics today, guns and Roe versus Wade.
Wow.
I rest my case, counselor. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bryant. That was Bryant Fegans, everyone, from WWDB. Okay, we're going to bring Caroline on to give her final remarks, and then we're going to have final remarks from Pastor Maeve.
Yeah,
Caroline.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Hi. I'm not commenting on anybody's personal morals. It's not my position to do so. My only position was to signal the danger we're in from what our government is doing to criminalize women for being pregnant, for having children. You can't win either way. If you're poor, you're accused of neglect. If you're addicted, you're criminalized. If you're a mother that's not deemed to be in the perfect mold of being a mother rather than helping you, they will take your children away. They will sterilize you. And, you know, the whole Dobbs decision has further emphasized the white supremacist male view on control of women's pregnancies. And that is my concern. What each individual woman does, what their partners do, the decisions they make, my opinion doesn't matter. What matters to me is that the government is trying to control childbirth of certain women in certain communities by either forcing them to have children or forcing them to be sterilized or surveilling them to a degree where they're never going to be good enough as mothers. And I just wish that rather than condemning motherhood, we would actually support the mothers who need our help. We don't need any more demonization of women. Oh, my God, we don't. It's always been women's fault, everything that's happened in society. We don't need any more of that. We need to help each other. We need to support each other. We need to actually celebrate women. And that doesn't mean demonizing men. It means undoing the societal structure that we have whereby women can't win. They just can't, especially not if they're poor, black, or brown in America. And that is the part that is the most worrying to me, is that now they're criminalizing. They've always criminalized pregnancy in certain women. Now they're they've always tried to control pregnancy in certain women. Now they're criminalizing it. And that is deeply disturbing to me.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much, Caroline, for your opinions tonight, your input, and everything. I appreciate your comments and your elaboration on these topics tonight. Thank you so much. And enjoy your stay, your sister's stay here in America. I know your sister's in from England, so enjoy your sister. And I thank you so much for calling in, being a part of the show tonight, Caroline. Love you much, and I will talk to you soon. All right, Pastor Mays, let's bring you on for your final remarks. Pastor Mays?
Uh-oh, I had my phone on mute.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here, and thank you very much. This has been an amazing show. The one thing that I think we all agree on is that it's time for us to initiate movement. And I think also that our voices are powerful, and we have to make them collective, you know, because as long as we're talking, it's okay. But we've got to get the people voting. We have to understand that we are they, and we get to have control over these systems. That's the part that I scratch my head about. It's like, where's the lie, and where's the debate, and where's the issue? Why is it that we can't just look at what factually is in our face and say, okay, this leadership hasn't been doing what we put them in office to do. So collectively, we're going to get together and say, okay, this is what we need you to do. And if they still don't, then we need to move them out the way and keep it moving. We have too many election years where we have people in low voting in local elections. You know, that's mm-hmm. where we teach and train our people to allow their voices to be heard, not let it be okay not to vote. And that's the breakdown of our community. We can't demand anything in our community. I was just telling our community, I've lived in three places here in Tulsa, three different areas. As I've gone in those three different areas, there's major improvement, economic growth. Everything is together. Businesses together, flourishing together. Blacks, whites, Hispanic, you know, everybody flourishing. But over here, it's got to be black. Come on, y'all. Our kids deserve a main event and incredible pizza and all of that stuff. We've got to get some economic development and growth in order for people to take us seriously. And we can't do that until people start understanding they have to vote. And then once you start voting and educating your people, you can start getting people healthy and they can stop being so stressed out. Because Maslow's theory, it goes like there's got to be those basics. And our community stopped having the basics a long time ago, and we've thrusted people into this suspended animation of adulting without an instruction book. Because now the Bible's been contaminated because the people in the church have contaminated the word. It
yeah.
is what it is, though. That's
well,
all I've got. Thank you for the show.
Yes, I thank you so much for being a part, and thank you for all of what you said tonight. So many profound things by all of you ladies tonight, and I just thank you so much. We're going to now go into Ngozi time in a moment, and I definitely want to thank Mary Ann for calling in tonight from Luzerne County, and Pastor Mays for being on again, and of course Caroline Turner and Bryant Fegans. Thank you so much to my guest tonight. And
I'm just so thankful tonight for all the people that called in and counted that robbery to call in tonight. All the people that wanted to, you know, to talk tonight. Hey, you know, it is what it is. But, however, I'm really, really proud of the dialogue from different angles. What more can I say that, you know, WBNN is fantastic. You can't have shows like this unless you understand the plan of others to destroy other people. Because if you try to destroy other people, you destroy all of us. And now in Ngozi time.
All right, everybody. So thank you so much, Pastor Mays. And again, thank you. To Caroline and to Brian Fegans and Mary Ann. Love you all very much. All right. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest. Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Milewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments or questions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com. Rob Mothers and Fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Milewe Ngozi. I am Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, Commissioner of WBNN. And I'm saying right now good night to all of you out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Good night and good luck. But don't you dare go nowhere right now, because I'm going to give you my final thoughts of the night on Roe versus Wade and the loose gun laws. You've heard what I said, and I mean everything I said tonight, as did my guests. And how do you feel about what's going on? As I always say, if you have an opinion, if you want to be a voice, you need to make it known and be a voice. To get your voice heard, you need to get with grassroots organizations that are trying to change legislation throughout this country. The only way that we can do certain things is to get it changed. And guess what? Legislation can be changed. If enough people band together, guess what? Laws can be enacted. Other laws can be taken away. Look at what happened with Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court overturned that law. So laws can be changed. Laws can be abolished, just like the death penalty can be abolished, just like wrongful convictions can be abolished. But we have to hold those responsible accountable, okay? So that's what we have to do, people. With that in mind, next Sunday night, don't forget to tune in right here, WBNN, for News Forum next Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, where my topic will be the Wild Wild West and a country of unrest. So that's what we're going to be talking about next Sunday night. If you want to be a guest on News Forum, give me a call Monday through Friday, 844-642-8378, extension 888. If you have a case of injustice that you've experienced, tell me about it, and I'll see if you're suitable to be a guest on News Forum. All right, I'm your girl, Chinchilla J, saying good night to everybody, and remember to always be a voice on purpose and listen to this Be a Voice promo and donate today. I'm Chinchilla J.
Would you like to donate to a good cause? Well, Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice could use your support. Help them continue to expand their advocacy work for justice as they fight for freedom for the wrongfully incarcerated, exoneration, compensation, and juvenile lifers, as they stand and fight against mass incarceration, over-sentencing, wrongful convictions, gentrification, racial inequities, racism, and to change legislation throughout this country by rebirthing this criminal justice system one city at a time through their model, Criminal Justice Reborn. You may donate to Be a Voice via Cash App, $ Be a Voice Tour, that's capital B-E, A-V-O-I-C-E, lowercase T-O-U-R. You may also donate via Venmo at www.venmo.com/u/B-E-A-V-O-I-C-E. Venmo.com/u/B-A-Voice. For more information or to find out how to become a part of Be a Voice or join Right the Wrong Coalition, dial 844-642-8378, extension 11. If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story. And you might just be News Forum's next special guest.